Welcome to the Brian D. O'Leary Show. This is your home for serious content amidst an unserious world. Brian O'Leary back with you. Brian D. O'Leary Show. BrianDOleary.com is where you go to sign up for that email list. Get on our email list because that's where we've been this week. We've been doing emails every day, but we haven't been podcasting. And there's a lot of reasons for that. But one of them being, this often comes about yesterday, did a podcast, but as I went to release it, listened to it again, all the content was fine, but the audio quality wasn't good. So I don't know what happened there, but whatever. We're gonna reboot here. And wanted to, so earlier in the week, we had an email where I wrote about what I call the Daily Three, which I often on this podcast have three things to talk about, think about, whatever I came across in reading or notes I may have taken. And so I kind of did that in email form, which it worked out okay. I like talking about it, fleshing these things out a little more. So today I had the idea, well, I did it yesterday and nobody ever heard yesterday's podcast because of the aforementioned audio issues. But either way, yesterday I planned on just talking about one thing, then worked into three things. So today I'm going to start out declaring that we're going to do three things, talk about three things. And the first thing is, and I've run across this and it's been even more apparent in my life over the last couple weeks, is that you don't have to follow trends. In other words, you don't have to do what everybody else is doing for whatever your walk of life. I find that when you follow trends, trends tend to come and go. That's just by definition what they are. They come and go. And really, this applies to kind of business world or the online marketing world, which I'm a part of. And it's just full of these trends. And people want to chase the trends to get rich quick, I think, or make a buck quick and there, or quick and easy. Couple problems here. And the first problem is that when you're following the trends that will say, you know, so-and-so says, do this or do that, and you'll make, this is how I do it, and this is how, you know, X number of people do it, and you're going to make some money. Well, maybe. But if you just grab onto that, you're really exposing your neediness, and that's unbecoming of a human being, to be needy. We have needs, don't get me wrong. We have, you know, the hierarchy of needs and all that stuff, but being needy is not the way to go about it, not the way to go about your business world. Now, things can get frustrating and you want to make a quick buck. I get it. I understand it. But you don't follow the trends. Come up with some creative ways to do it. Now, there are certain principles set in place that everybody probably should follow. And these aren't trends, right? Principles are not trends. And, you know, for instance, I just off the top of my head, you know, doing this podcast, you have to do certain things to get the podcast out. And there's certain best practices and SOP and all that stuff to get your podcast out and get it heard and all that stuff. No gimmicks. Like, people try and do gimmicks in marketing, and I'm not into that really. And some of the stuff you may see via emails, you might think, he's gimmicky. But you know what? I've got to keep the lights on around here. And so if I have something to say, like in this podcast, I might throw an ad in there. Why not? And I might do it right now. So hang on real quick while I talk about my friends at Liquid IV. Liquid IV is a category-winning hydration brand fueling your well-being, and their hydration multiplier is the one product you're missing in your daily routine. In just one stick of Liquid IV, you get 5 essential vitamins and 2 times faster hydration than just water alone. Use the stick first thing in the morning whenever you feel run down, and Liquid IV has you covered. It hydrates 2 times faster than water alone with 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. Liquid IV comes in 12 delicious, refreshing flavors. Contains five essential vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C. Free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Glad to have them as a partner. Liquid IV partners with leading organizations for innovative solutions to help communities both protect their water and their futures. To date, Liquid IV has donated over 39 million servings over 50 countries around the world. Get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code O'Leary, O-L-E-A-R-Y, at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code O'Leary at liquidiv.com. So anyway, that is not a gimmick. Talking about a product that is helpful. And helpful for people. Helpful for our people. And, you know, just go to our show notes and we'll have the link so you can check it out. If nothing else, check out Liquid IV. They've been a great partner for us so far. But that's not a gimmick. That's just part of doing business, right? There's ads on TV shows, football games, everything. It's all over the place. And you need a way to keep the enterprise going. So anyway, those things aren't gimmicks. Now, trying to trick people, that's gimmicky. But anyway, and I think that's kind of a trend in what's going on in a lot of the marketing out there. You're trying to trick people into reading your stuff or listening to you. We're not trying to trick anybody here. Either you like me or you don't. You like reading my stuff or you don't. Guess what? Last week, I emailed quite a bit more than I normally do, and I had people unsubscribe, get too many emails from you. Fine. That's fine. But I gotta keep emailing because guess what? Some people actually like the things or are at least interested. You don't have to buy everything. Believe me. That's another trend, right? Buying everything up that somebody offers because it's the next new thing. No, if it's good for you, you got to understand if it's good for you or not. And there's a lot of products that I buy that, you know, digital or otherwise, buy a lot of books just because I'm interested in a lot of books. But guess what? It's not gimmicky. If somebody says, oh, this book is good, read it. Well, okay. Provides for a little more edification in my life. And well, certainly if I read it, but if I don't read it, I would just stick sitting on my shelf like I do with way more books than I would like. That's not helpful. So that being said, just don't follow trends, or you don't have to. Some of the trends, you know, they might work for a while and they're not offensive, but yeah, you know, smacks of neediness, and that's no good as far as I'm concerned. Being a needy human being, a child is often needy. I mean, I go through it every day. And I talked about it yesterday in the show that nobody heard, but, you know, same thing. Like, don't copy people. You know, like, it's offensive to my 4-year-old if she gets copied. And so it is with 44-year-olds, 84-year-olds. If you get copied, if people just take your stuff and... Because it doesn't work. You know, you can have my style. I mean, I borrow my style, whether it's this podcast or writing emails. I borrow from a lot of different people, basically because I've listened to a lot of podcasts, a lot of radio. I've read a bunch of stuff. And, you know, I take from that, but I don't copy them. I don't copy these influences. They are influences, not people I copy. Now, you can, and you're not going to go very far. I mean, that's a trend, just to have, say, an email, swipe files, swipe this guy's email because it worked. And, you know, if it's not written in your voice, if you don't write it, AI, you can just let AI write it. Well, no, you can. Fine. You can. It might work for a little bit, but people start figuring it out. And I see the trend in AI, artificial intelligence stuff. It's all over the place right now. It's real trendy. And it, for some of the stuff, it works and it can be pretty cool, but I don't know. I mean, you got to harness it. And I have a couple friends who are really, really into kind of exploring how it will work. Not now, not as a tactic, not as a trend, but in the future as a principle of whatever they might be, advertising or content creation in general. And that's kind of the way to look at it. Now, just in the short term, terrible idea, I think. You're trying to get ahead and not doing the work. It's really a way to avoid doing the work. It's a shortcut. And Anyway, so that brings me to my second point that I had in mind today, which was a principle of stop rushing the process. The process is usually long, whatever your process is. And even if it's nominally short, the process shouldn't be rushed. I talked about it in an email the other day about baseball. You know, a hitter up there facing Aroldis Chapman, for instance, throwing 100. If they start rushing through their process to try and catch up with a 100 mile per hour fastball, they're going to get beat every single time, trying to speed things up to beat Chapman's fastball. They're just going to lose, no doubt about it. But if they slow things down, slow down the heart rate, slow down your breathing, which has a lot to do with it, slowing down your heart rate, and slow down what I call the process, the whole way of getting from point A to point B. People say if you slow down the game, let the game come to you. And then when that ball comes in, yeah, all your movements are accelerated, but that's because you've slowed down everything almost in a relaxed mode so you can do other things very fast. Now, I run across it in my world right now. I mean, obviously, I can only talk so fast. I can only type so fast, but I can do my tasks faster when I set everything up, set up the process, and then just go through my steps to say, get this podcast out or get an email out or whatever. I have a process. I've slowed it down, thought about the process, know about the process. And then when it comes time to executing, you can do that fast and not worry about it. It's kind of, not entirely analogous, but the fugue state, in other words, where it's just your reactions are going, and you're almost on autopilot. So stop rushing the process. The process takes a while, and then that goes hand in glove, really, speaking of the baseball, but it goes hand in glove to not following trends, and you're trying to take shortcuts if you don't follow the process. And we all get stuck. Don't get me wrong. We all get stuck when we rush things because we're needy. And I believe that it's a totally rational fear. I just think you need to get rid of it because all rational things aren't necessarily good things. So stop rushing process and don't follow the trends. So that I think that's pretty simple. Just slow yourself down. And I said in the email a few days ago that my son and I brought it to him. He's only 6. But I just say, all right, 3 deep breaths, and then everything slows down. And it's a good way. I mean, you can do 3, you can do 1, you can do 1, 1 help, 1's helpful, 10's helpful, but 3, I mean, the attention span to get past 3 is kind of hard. So he does 3 and I do 3 with him, and we slow everything down. And that leads me to point number 3 is that you got this. You got it. You do all these things, follow the process, don't follow these silly trends, and you got it. But you got to be committed to it. Now, after those 3 deep breaths, for instance, we can accomplish a lot of things, a lot more things than we think or thought we could have. And I think it's just a good way to go about it, whether you follow that exact instruction or not. But you got it. And I mean, I've talked about probably in the past and in this show, as far as stop rushing the process and knowing that I got it is, I learned that in baseball a long, long time ago. And I really wish I would have applied it more to my life, but I had no direction for a long time. But the point being is that you slow everything down. So say you're in the on-deck circle, you slow everything down, you're facing a top pitcher or whatever, and you just go through the process. And then step up to the plate, and you got it. You got to believe you got it, and you got to know you're going to beat the other guy. But it applies in business, in content creation, which is often business, has some business application to it, but it's being confident and knowing that your process is right and you got it. And don't let anybody tell you any differently. That's the hard thing. And I think maybe in the next, we'll say next week, maybe I can get into that a little more, because I think that we deal with a lot of folks that want to bring us down, and maybe they're not even aware of it, but We gotta know that we got it. We gotta know that our process is right. And I often say, in fact, I have it right on the front of my website, briandeolary.com. Have a plan, be aggressive, exhibit character. And having a plan is kind of like having you know, knowing your process. You know, the plant's going to go haywire, but if you stick to that process of how you're going to adjust your plan, you'll be better off. Now, if you have no way, no process, when things kind of start sliding out of hand, things are going to get messy. And I'm certainly no different. If you're struggling with that, I'm very, very empathetic with your struggles. But just at least have something in place. Like, dude, the three deep breaths is a huge way to stop rushing the process. In turn, that next step to, you got it, you got this. And you know, the process here, as far as podcasting goes, for instance, it's long. And I was on a podcast a few weeks ago, and a fellow was saying, like, you know, podcasting, and I'm paraphrasing here, but podcasting is a way to work your ass off, be really good at it, and get absolutely nowhere. And, you know, I've struggled with that, but I don't want to follow these trends like I talked about. But now, following the process and following principles, having principles guide what I'm doing, as opposed to this next trend of, like, I was talking with a fella about this. And he's like, oh, and I came across it even yesterday in an article. It's like, release your podcast at 5 a.m. Tuesday morning. What in the world are you talking about? First of all, there's many problems with that. One, it's a trend, because if everybody starts doing that, then podcast release at 5 a.m. are going to be saturated, and you're never going to have you're just going to lost in the shuffle more than likely. But two, like, what's 5 a.m.? Like 5 a.m. Eastern, 5 a.m. Pacific, 5 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time? What is it? And who knows? And, you know, in the podcast marketplace, I guess you'd call it, your audience oftentimes is all across the globe. So the idea, the principle instead of that trend, the principle is to be consistent. And so what I've done with this podcast, I've tried to be consistent getting something out. It's been busy for me the last couple weeks where I haven't been able to do the podcasting as much as I'd like, just because my days have been packed full. And like yesterday, I got to record a podcast, but by the time I saved it and edited it, the audio was jacked up. Like, I couldn't use it. And I thought everything went well. We talked about a lot of these same principles, but this one's probably a little bit better just because I got to do a rough draft. Well, anyway, so that being said, I've got to bounce here momentarily anyway, so I can finish up all the other stuff I got to do, and at least I have it out. But my point being, I guess, was that the consistency of the podcasting, I want to do either podcast, email, ideally both. Every day, ideally both. But the idea is to be consistent. I'm not trying to trick anybody here. I'm not trying to follow any trend. There's a lot of things that I do that nobody else does. I mean, it's a lot of, you know, and that might be good and it might be bad. I don't know. And when I advise people on who are trying to start things up, in not so many words, but it's not to follow these trends. Do it your way, but it's got to be something you can listen to, or if you're doing a podcast, it's got to be something you can. There's no tricks to it. I mean, I guess a real common thing is that the secret is there's no secrets, or there shouldn't be anyway. And everybody wants to sell secrets. I'm not trying to sell any secrets. You know, I can, you know, the only secret really is the time and effort and how you get there. But that takes time and effort to get there. So the secret is there's no secret. And but if you want, if you need to talk about it more, if it's something you're struggling with, particularly in the writing or the podcasting realm, I have a page on my website at briandeoleary.com, but you can click over, but just go to olearyandcompany.com and you can contact us there. And I'm pretty sure we have a link to get a 30-minute session with me, if that's something you're interested in, because we've started doing that with some folks out here in the space, the podcasting content creation space, and it's gone pretty well for them. And you know, it wasn't anything I'd particularly set out to do, because of course I'm going to conquer the world as a podcaster. But guess what? There's more to life than just sitting in front of a microphone and talking. You need to help people out. Substantive ways. And I think this is one way of me able to give back to our community. And I like the fact that we don't really have a concrete community here with the Brian D. O'Leary Show, but I know there's a lot of people listening out there that, and hopefully I can create something like that down the line for all our folks who can, you know, get together and share ideas and kick me aside if they want. That's fine. I think in coaching, and when I got into coaching in baseball, it's like the best coach is the coach that can just give away or give up his job because he's taught his people the right way. And maybe that's the way this show goes, but I want to keep going, keep doing it. And we've got some more interviews coming up here on the O'Leary Review podcast in the next few weeks that we're trying to get out. Natural Order podcast. We took a hiatus this week, but we'll be back at it next week. And that's naturalorderpodcast.com. And we're probably going to scale that back to once every couple weeks now, just because of, well, several things. But either way, naturalorderpodcast.com. And you know, never know. Maybe more bonus episodes here and there. But we're working on things over there. And that's going, again, you know, better than anticipated. We're not rushing the process. We're not following any trends. It's a hard slog at times, but, you know, we got it. So those three things. Don't follow the trends. Stop rushing the process, and you got it. You got this. So head on over to briandoleary.com for more, and I appreciate your time, and we will see you soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.